Belinda Audiobooks presents this unabridged recording of Leaving Bondi, written by Robert G. Barrett. Despite George Brennan's running gag about Les Norton getting arrested for breaking into a $50 bill, then being acquitted because it was his first offence, Les wasn't all that mean with his money. A bit tight? Maybe. Careful? Definitely. Distrustful? After watching some of the people around him whilst living in Bondi and working at King's Cross, 100%. But mean? No. Definitely not. If it was Norton's turn to shout, or he had to spend his money on something necessary, he would. And some of the money he'd come across in his jaunts here and there, Les had certainly spread around, which somehow often came back to him. However, Les wasn't into the share market or real estate. He owned his own home and was more than happy with that. Even backing some of Price's horses at short odds had lost its allure, whether they were good things or not. As far as Les was concerned, there were only three places to keep any spare cash he had lying around. In the bank, buried somewhere where you could get to it easily if you wanted to, or strapped tightly to your body where pickpockets or such couldn't get to it easily if they wanted to. So, for an extremely cautious person like Norton to invest $50,000 in a movie that was virtually just another Australian meat pie western, would take close to an act of God. Or whoever talked Les into it would have to be the greatest salesperson on the planet. But Les had his reasons for investing such a vast amount of his hard-earned into a dodgy Z-grade flick.